You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You want to go to outer space? Here's how much it'll cost. The good people at Virgin Galactic say that you can buy a ticket to outer space. You can become an astronaut, and it will cost you $450,000.
Not too bad. I mean, costs will come down once they get really good at this and...
kind of like VCRs.
And they get more of their little space planes and stuff.
Prices of computers coming down.
Now, are you essentially an astronaut or are you just a space tourist? Do you go up? Are you weightless? I have questions. How long
are
you up
there?
These
guys are going to say that you are an astronaut. $450,000 to go. The down payment is only $150,000. You'll be up there for 90 minutes.
All right.
Only four passengers. You'll blast off out of New Mexico and you will go through astronaut training. And you get all sorts of perks, like membership to Virgin Galactic's community of future astronauts.
Ooh.
And you also get the opportunity, if you want, to purchase an Astronaut Edition Range Rover from Land Rover.
Oh.
So I guess that technically would make you an astronaut if you get to buy the vehicle.
That's cool. That's great.
And they say there's an exclusive astronaut wings ceremony.
Okay. You get a little brunch. A little brunch with it.
So anyway, if you got $500,000, you can go to outer space. So I'm trying to cut back on carbs and sugar and stuff like that. And I had somebody sent me a Facebook message a while back asking about if I drank non-alcoholic beer. Now, I'd rather do the Ultra, which is, less than 100 calories, and it's like two carbs or something
two grams.
That. Well, one of the problems that non-alcoholic beers have had is that connoisseurs say it just does not taste like the real thing. Well, now, thanks to some scientists over in Denmark, we might be able to have non-alcoholic beer that tastes like the real McCoy.
All right.
What they do is they have found a method that involves adding molecules that are known as monoterpenoids. Monoterpenoids!
Those are my favorite molecules.
Oh, my God, it was right under our nose all this time. What the monoterpenoids do is they add back in the hoppy flavor that real beer kind of puts out. And the scientists have come forward, Jeremy, and they've said that this is a, quote, game changer.
I would think so, yeah.
And you will be able to put it to your tongue by this October see for yourself if it's as good as the real thing. And then you can... guzzle a few down without getting a buzz.
In college, we used to do little pranks on some of our buddies if we'd go to a party or do something, and we'd be all hanging out. We'd always sneak in some, like, O'Doul's or something, and we would pour a glass and, keep feeding one of our friends glasses of O'Doul's all night and just see if they started, like, acting drunk to try to, like, fit in, and be cool.
Did they?
And yes, it like happened every single time. It was like they were just trying to fit in, and it was like almost like a placebo effect, I guess. Or
yeah,
it was a poser effect, essentially, is what it was.
A poser,
because
I'm wondering about if that is one of those things that they talk about, the power of your mind. If you think you're drinking a bunch of beer,
essentially, it was just them trying to fit in, and then we'd give them hell for the rest of the night. You've been drinking O'Doul's.
College. Do you remember the other one besides O'Doul's? There was another one that was pretty big for a while. What was that called?
I don't know.
Somebody will ping us. What else is going on?
Today is National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. It's essentially a call to kindness day. A story here says, everyone knows a grouch. Some of us might even be guilty of being the grouch. Well, today you can find one of those grouches and make it a little sweeter for them today. Do something nice for them. Give them a call. Send them a card.
Lift them up.
It's an opportunity to turn grouches' frowns upside down today. So anyway, you can mail gift cards and send well wishes to Dom at mix100.com.
I got to say that if you're a true grouch... somebody trying
Oscar.
To get you out of it would probably have the opposite
effect.
Yeah,
you're like, get out of my face. Shut up.
Yeah.
Buzz off.
It's like the people who walk up and say, smile.
Yeah, how about a punch in the face? Hey, here's some news that'll kind of freak you out. If you use those reusable plastic water bottles and you maybe leave those water bottles out overnight and then you drink them the next day, Story here says it's time to go into full freakout mode. They say you should stop doing that immediately, especially with those soft plastic water bottles, the one-time use ones, essentially. They say they analyzed water samples after they had been sitting out for 24 hours, and for some reason the water was loaded with chemicals, stuff that jacks with your hormones, stuff that can cause cancer. And they say sometimes people try to be a little greener and wash those water bottles in the dishwasher and then reuse them. They say don't do that. It actually deteriorates some of the plastic, and it allows even more chemicals to leach out into the water that you're drinking. They
so
say
when you're
you
trying
to
wash
go,
them, you actually make it worse.
You're heating them up and, you know, kind of messing with the properties of it, and more stuff's coming out. They say switch to those stainless steel water bottles immediately. And I did a long time ago, and we did that for our kids, too. You just keep reading these studies about these plastic water bottles. Just so full of stuff, you know.
The
and they're bad for the environment, so.
Gretchen raves about the metal one that she's got that will leave an ice cube in it. It won't melt
That's
for something like
got.
2 days or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the ice
what is
in
that
there.
Called?
I filled this up 3 days ago. No, I don't know. Just metal, stainless steel.
Now, there's a brand name for some of them.
Well, those Contigos, and this is, man, I got this one at Costco. But
she raves, so she's like, oh, my God, there's still ice in here, and I put the ice in something like 18 hours ago or whatever.
Polar bears love them. Bob Saget's in trending this morning. I guess his widow and his three daughters have filed a lawsuit to block the release of any more materials relating to the investigation of his death, including reports, audio, video, photographs, anything. They're saying if they keep seeing this stuff and it keeps being released to the public, they're going to have extreme mental pain, anguish, emotional distress. And they're essentially saying this is not going to benefit anybody if you release this information. Just let us stay private. Leave the man alone. If you've been reading more about this head trauma that he had, Dom, they said that it's an equivalent to being hit in the head with a baseball bat. The amount of trauma that he had on his head with the internal brain bleeding.
What kind of fall did he take?
So that's, like, there's all sorts of speculation now about what actually happened. How did he sustain those injuries? And so maybe they're trying to block something there in regards to that. I don't know, but it sounds like he got whacked pretty good in the head, and that's what killed him. So I don't know what's going on there, dude. Did you see that Spider-Man No Way Home has surpassed Avatar as the number three spot for the most money? It's earned $761 million so far.
That's domestic.
Domestically, globally, $1.8 billion, and they say it hasn't even hit China yet, so they're going to be making even more money in China with Spidey. That movie is raking it in. I've heard so many people say that that's such a good superhero movie. I know you're not really into those kind of movies, but I kind of want to see it just to, you know, see what the big stink is.
You should go this weekend.
I
Take
like
your 10-year-old
son. Nah, I'm going to wait till it comes out on Disney, but I don't want to go to a theater. Are you crazy, dumb? Real quick, here's your Fat America. I guess back in 2006, Dr. Pepper released a berries and cream flavor. Do you remember that?
I don't.
They say it's got a punch of blueberry and raspberry flavor with a rich, creamy vanilla finish, much like my kisses. Anyway, they're releasing it 15 years later. Shut up, right? you got to join some sort of Dr. Pepper's Perks rewards or something to get it.
Though, no, I don't.
Not going to do it. I don't need a vanilla-y finish. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I guess some pictures of snow have gone viral. It's this dude out in Massachusetts who is driving around in his wife's sweet minivan over the weekend with the sunroof open. Awesome. And he got home, forgot to close the sunroof, and it snowed, and it filled up the entire minivan with snow. And now everyone's like, ha ha ho 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 ho, your stupid car is full of snow. And the pictures have gone viral. You can check them out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.